This podcast is brought to you by XMWX Satellite Weather.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli with more direct coverage from AOPA Expo in San Jose, California. In this podcast, we're speaking to Bob Barron of Barron Services, whose work we know through the more familiar WeatherWorks and XMWX Weather. Thanks for being with us, Bob.
Well, pleasure to be here, Paul.
Bob, I don't think I'm overstating the case if we call you the great wise father of aviation weather data link. And trust me, I'm not just saying that because you're a sponsor.
Somewhat of a legend in my own mind.
I understand. And just to show aviation data link isn't standing still, you expanded the service offerings considerably earlier this year, adding an entirely new level of service and pricing, plus some new products to tiers we already had. So now we have three tiers: Aviation Light, Aviator, and Aviator Pro. If you could just summarize that new tier of service, Aviator Pro. According to my list, there are seven new products on there, and they look to be quite sophisticated.
Yes, they are. A lot of this comes from the ADDS group, you know, at the Air Weather Center. But they were products that particularly the professional pilots have been asking for. Turbulence has been added, and that's turbulence above 21,000 feet. So it really is for the professional pilot, but it does provide information on where they are experiencing turbulence across the country, which is updated actually on an hour by hour basis. There's the two different icing products. One is the current icing product, which indicates, of course, where there is a current icing potential across the country and by altitude. And then there is also the product that the ADDS has been using experimentally, but with a very positive product, which is a super-cooled large droplets. That's where, of course, you would have a tendency to run into the most problems with icing. And then additionally, we've added some storm prediction center products, the day one convective outlook, so pilots can see where the SPC is expecting to see convective development, as well as the hourly mesoscale discussions. We've also added visibility, which is a product that we've been asked for both the United States and Canada, and then the hurricane track as well.
Now, all of those go into a new tier service called Aviator Pro, which anyone can subscribe to. They can add it to their XMWX weather subscription. What does that cost if you get that full service?
The Pro is $99 a month, and it is available. Regardless of which you currently have, the Aviator Lite, which is right at $30 a month, or Aviator, which is $50, you can move up to the Aviator Pro or move back down to the Aviator product. So there's quite a bit of flexibility on what a pilot might want to do, even, you know, with regard to time of year.
Now, in addition to that, the new tier service, you've made three additions to the Aviator line, which is the top of the line service for a person who's likely to be flying a light aircraft, a single or a piston twin. And there are three products on that new service. Can you tell me about it?
Right. The three additional products are air reps, pie reps, the aviation weather watches, and we've had a lot of requests from pilots to make sure that we added the air reps and the pie reps. So we were able to do it and just added it to the standard aviator product. I might also add that we've been doing quite a bit of work to continue to upgrade the products that we currently have, and recently we've added Canadian weather as part of the Aviator product, but that was prior to this latest release.
Okay. Now, the PIREPS, we're kind of familiar with. It has icing, turbulence, winds, sky cover, that sort of thing. But AIREPS is a term we haven't heard before. What is that exactly?
Well, those are any kind of reports that are provided by the pilots as to conditions that they see that don't fit into the PIREPS category.
And last, the SPC Aviation Weather Watch.
Yes, the Storm Prediction Center is responsible for defining all areas of expected threat. They're really the agency that is responsible for issuing weather, not the warnings, but the watches. And they also are responsible for aviation watches. So they're kind of the first area where you see the government's concern about any given area. And we thought that that was important to add, particularly since a lot of flights are running more than an hour or so. So developing weather or anticipated weather over, say, the next 6 hours becomes pretty important to a pilot.
Do you expect to see more products developing over the next couple of years to add to the WeatherWorks menu?
Yes, we're kind of in continual development mode, and also continuing to improve the quality of the products that are currently out there. Satellite, for instance, which is available once every quarter hour, is a product that we provide every quarter hour, and it's becoming increasingly sophisticated with regard to being able to tell you exactly what the altitude is of the cloud cover.
All right. Well, Bob, thanks very much for that summary.
Well, I appreciate it. Always appreciate the opportunity to talk with you, Paul.
Yeah, thanks for being with us. You've been listening to AvWeb's coverage of AOPA Expo 2008 from San Jose, California. For more on Expo, log on to www.avweb.com and click on the Expo link. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
XMWX satellite weather has quickly become the leading way to fly for pilots across the country. And now, with updates to the Aviator Data Package and Aviator Pro, the brand new weather data package from XMWX, pilots have an even better reason to fly with the Datalink weather leader in flight and every flight.